Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be Li Nishmas, Moran HaGoyno, B'Moshe Shapiro Tzatzal. So your site is today, Sarah B'Teves. This Shmuel Zichro Tavis Kol Nefesh. It's really, for so many people, he was a Rebbe, and really the Suvas Adam, really the form of a human being, what a human being is supposed to be, what mile is a person can reach in his brother's Hashem and his Ernstkeit, his seriousness, his depth, his profundity, his breath, Nigla, Nistar, Kachim, Tyrus, everything. Kiyas, Iyun, Derech Avoida, philosophy, current events. For Moshe was just so incredibly special. And they came out with an edition of the Yeshurun Torah Journal, the amazing Yeshurun Torah Journal, edited by Rabbi Gottesman from the West Side. And the Lamed Zayin is in memory of Rav Moshe. And volume is worth $150,000. At least. It's priceless. So there's so much to learn from this. There are writings of Rav Moshe himself, and Amarim of Rav Moshe, and Spedim of Rav Moshe. So I've chosen a Torah by a Goyen Reb, Yonis and David, his close friend, Rosh Hashiva Pachad Yitzchok, the son-in-law of Maron Rosh Hashiva of Rotten Zatzal. And he opens up and he says, Ratzoneinu lahakdim shema sha'imdim achshav l'daber inu b'gedra hespeit. What we're going to say now is not a eulogy. Eulogy is very, very subtle. Davar adin, very gentle. There's a kpeda, how to be maspid, what to be maspid, so he doesn't want to get in trouble and say the wrong hespid. So instead, nedaber al tfisa shehayta mitzideinu kedei lenchol v'inok me'achayim sheshavak mikol chay. Like the Rosh Yeshiva said in the letter famously, that the expression shavak chayim l'chol chay, that he left, literally it means that he left life for all those who are living, but it can also mean he left his chiyus for us to take in our avodah. David HaMelech Baspido al Avner Amar Alo Teidu Ki Sar V'Gadol Nafal Hayom B'Yisrael. Sar V'Gadol, two dargis. Sar, Hayinu Makom HaNigiyah Shelo. B'Yur HaDvarim B'Derech Mashal. Yav Chotzer HaMelech Bein Mishorsav Nemtzim Hem B'Vaday Kama V'Kama Chilukei Madrigot. Yeshnam Keilu Shenitmanu Al Tafkid Kal Bal Erech Pachut. Yeshnam Keilu Shenitmanu Al Tafkid Mesubach. You have different sarim. Some of them have more important jobs. Some of them have less important jobs. The primary difference is makom hanigia shel pulasa. She pulasa yishal asar bein b'chesrono, bein b'yitrono nogim b'ikre hanhogat samalchus. So, asar, all sarim, even though some have more important jobs, some have less important jobs. But when you compare it to an eved, the difference will be that what a sar does is nogea b'ikre hanhogas hamalchus, relates to the very governance over the kingship, over the kingdom. Whereas an eved, gam chesrono v'gam yitrono gimeim b'prat katan. But an Eved is only nogea to a, he only relates to a minor details in the Chatzar HaMalchus. It's not nogea to the Hanhag of the whole Malchus. So to the Olam HaNeshamis. In lanu shum musag v'shum yidiya b'matmoniyot halalu. Aba barur lanu that their neshamis that are nogea in much higher places, and their neshamis that are not nogea to such high places. זה היה מבואר בגמרא שאמר רב יחנן בן זכאי, הוא דוימה כעבד לפני המלך ואני דוימה כשר לפני המלך. That's the תואר שר. That he was saying that what I do is nageh to the anhogas ha-malchus, to the anhogas ha-olamas. David ha-melech, v'espidu alav ne'omar, hisar v'godal nofal ayom b'Yisrael. That's the sar. That what he does is nageh to the etzem anhogas ha-malchus. It says at the beginning of the pasuk, "Halei teidu." We should know. There's a kpeda that it should become known. Devar ze nogel gabei atfisa shashavak chayim luchol chay. Haynu shekafi ayidiya bedargat haneftar, kach nikba devar b'metziut. Yisod gadol. That. The more you know the dag of the nifter, the more his darga, his chashivus, is established in reality. Our idea of his darga is mashpi on the mitzius. Hadat kovat ta mitziut. Ukafi ma shechaser biyidiya, chaser adavar baolam. שגור בלשונו של מרן בעל הפחד יצחוק, שדעס הוא מלשון עדוס, Shabbos is the day of דעס, Shabbos is the day of עדוס, ומאיר על מייסי בראשיס. דעס is always עדס. בכל עדות בוודאי שכנו, שכפי מה שיש עדות, כך הדבר במציאות. ושייך לדון עליו. וכן הוא גם בשורשי הדבורים. ואתם עדיי נאום השם ואני כל. כשאתם עדיי, אני כל. כשאין אתם עדיי, אין אני כל. זאת אומרת, when we are God's congregation, when we're made on Hashem, because that's what an Eda does. The Eda is supposed to be made on Metzius Hashem. When we're made, then I'm Kel, and I'm God. And when you're not, I'm not. In other words, our Eidus, our Mais Eidus, is Kovein the Metzius. The more we're made in Hashem, the more evident He is in creation. Hello, they do. It's important to know, because if you know it, then it's kovein the mitzius. It's mashpi on the mitzius. This that is sar god of the god of nofal ayom b'yisrael, nofal ayom ezev b'yisrael. To know the godless of Rav Moshe, that he was a sar and he was a godol. We explain sar that what he does is nogea, and the Parad Yitzchak writes that in one place. That certain people are nogea at the higher places in the olamos. And certain people lower place, everyone's mashpi on Shemaim. Every mice is mashpi. But certain people have a hashpa on higher alamas. Certain people only have a hashpa on lower alamas. It says in the Gemara, Gedoy ledeya shenitna bein shtei oisiyos. Great is deya that it was put in between two osios. Osios Hashemus of Hashem. Ki kel deois Hashem. You see, the word deois is in between kel and Hashem. Godol mikdosh shenitan bein shtei oisiyos. Shenemar pa'alta Hashem mikdash Hashem. So you see again that mikdosh is in between two shemas of Hashem. V'amar Rebbe Lozor kol odem sheish bo deo kilu nivne beis hamikdosh biyomov. Anybody who has deo, it's like the beis hamikdosh was created, was built in his days. Deya nitna bein shtei oisiyos. Mikdosh nivna bein shtei nitan bein shtei oisiyos. Balazar says a person who doesn't have daya, a person who has daya, it's as if the Beis HaMikdash was built in his day. Because daya is in between two shemes of Hashem, and so is Mikdash. Daya relates to Mikdash. You have daya, it's like you have the Beis HaMikdash was built. Rohim kan shebizman shebeis HaMikdash haya kayam, hayta da'at acheret, ila'it. When the Beis HaMikdash was around, there was a different type of das in the world. Because Ramadama Mishiyesh Boy Deya Bizmana Mikdosh. Baal Kochenu Shebizmana Mikdosh, there was a different type of das. Das Acheres, Das Ila'it, Hasoreret Baolam. Therefore, if you have das, it's like the Beis HaMikdash was Nivna B'Yamav. And we'll bring an example from the world of halacha. The Gemara says that a ger is nichnas labris b'mila v'tvila v'hartzo as damim. A ger enters the covenant of Hashem with mila, tvila, going to mikvah, and a korban. Mila and Tevila is the ikel gerus, otherwise there's no gerus. The karban balatiro minisue Yisrael. That's matir. The Gemara says in Krisus daf ches amud beis. Lachshurei nafshe lemeal bekol. Ein avni nezer biyoredei besin shemem gimel. Ubizman shein beis hamikdash kayam. We learn from the Dor HaSeichem that you don't need a korban. All you need is the ikel gerus of mila and tefila. Uvaday shelo banu bazeh ledrosh taima dikra. But we see from this that the Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYakayim, you needed additional Kedusha to be Nichnas, the Kedushas Nesuei Yisrael. That's a beautiful Sicha of Lubavitcher Rebbe about this, explaining a Rogat Shavir. Beautiful, beautiful Torah. Shebizman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYakayim, Haya Nidrash Kedusha Nosefet to be Nichnas, the Kedushas Nesuei Yisrael. If there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's a Yerida in the Kedusha. There's no Hashras Hashrina B'Galui. And even without that extra Kedusha of the Korban, you can marry in. So you see that there's a Yerida Me'az She'ein Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash, the world was on a higher level. We said before, the Beis HaMikdash was around. There was extra Das in the world. There was extra Kedusha in the world. You can only be Nichnas L'Klal Yisrael with the Korban. Yesh pasuk, u'shloshim yom, u'shloshis yomim teishev b'dmei tahora, b'chol kodesh lo yisiga, v'el hamikdash lo yisavoy, ad melois yimei tahara. 33 days after she gives birth, she sits on the pure blood, and she's not allowed to touch kodshim, not allowed to come into the mikdash, until these days are concluded. V'nei lo katuv ba'pasuk da'afti tahira mikol mokom b'chol kodesh lo tiga ve'el hamikdash lo yisavo. Doesn't say in the pasuk that even though she's tahira, nevertheless, she can't touch what's holy and she can't go into the mikdash. It's not what it says. V'nei lo katuv kan behemshech echod teishev b'dmei tahira b'chol kodesh lo yisiga ve'el hamikdash lo yisavo. Rabiu b'ze that for chulin. So it's one continuum. She's pure, and she's now allowed to touch kachim, now allowed to go into the mikdash. And the explanation is that as far as chulin is concerned, she's tahoira legamre. Aval kshenichnasim, the tchum shel kodesh u mikdash, shem yesh tfisa yoter romima. When it comes to the mikdash, that's already a higher tfisa. For that, you need a carbon. For chulin, she's tahoira legamre. When you go into the tchum of kodesh and mikdash, For that you need a carbon. שוב רואים את התחום של המקדש, אנחנו מתעלים בדרגה אחרת. ואין ברמב"ן שכוסב ורבו ישנו אמרו שקוירס לילית קויפצס ונשבעס לו זקוקק עוד לביילי. That when she's on that birthing stool, she says that she swears she's never going to be with her husband again. Because she knows that's what got her into this trouble. Kaviyachol. That's why she has to bring a carbon. V'ikara kavana b'zeh. That since she makes the shvua mitoch tzar, ve'ein ha'shvua ruya litkayem, מפני היותה משועבדת לבעלה, רצתה התורה לכפר לה since she takes the shvua mitoch tzar and the shvua is not going to be fulfilled that she's never going to be with her husband again. Pitom she's meshubet to her husband. So the Torah wanted to give her a kapara, and therefore she brings this carbon. And Hashem is a great rachamim, he wants to be matzdik his b'riyos. So מה שיוצא מהרמב"ן, שבאמת אינה צריכה קורבן, רק שרצון Hashem מחסדו הבריאותה ורוצה בשלמותן. Since Hashem wants the shlemus habriyos, doesn't really need the carbon. It's not a shvur, she's meshuavet is lebaila. But Hashem wants our shleimus. And therefore that's what's mechayev a korban. Maran Zatzal, Parad Yitzchok, Bial derech zu midas achsidus. Sefer Azikaron, Page 93, 94. Shein midas achasidus ketfisa hametsuya, she kechumra ba'anhoga shel asur muter, el inyan harbe yoter amok. Midas chasidus is not like a chumra in iser and heter, it's much deeper. Rabbeinu Yoina says in the Mishnah, loy ama oretz chosid. Writes Rabbeinu Yoina, aval ama oretz v'yochu v'yucha liyo is tzadik. Tzadik, an Am Haaretz can be. A chosid, can't be an Am Haaretz. Shehi mida shetzricha taharas ha-lev v'zakus ha-nefesh. That is a mida that requires purity of the heart and of the soul. Chasidus isn't just chumris. Chasidus is a much higher, much more sublime hashkafa. You need zakus hanefesh. You need a purity of the soul. And Lamaritz isn't shaykh to this. Wevila zet hagmara b'mesechet makot. V'doiver emes b'lovavoy. K'goin rev safro. Rashi shamevi mefursam. בשלטס דרב אחר והוכי אבו עובדה דרב ספר, היו לו חפץ אחד למכור. ובא אדם אחד לפניו בשעה שהיה קורא קריאת שמע. ואומר לו, תן לי החפץ בכך וכך דמים. ולא ענו מפני שהיה קורא קריאת שמע. כסבור זה שלא היה רוצה לתנו בדמים הללו. והוסיף, right, he's in the middle of שמע. This is in the story books for the little kids they have this story. But it's in the שלטס brought by Rashi and Makis. So Rav Safra is reading Shema, and this guy offers him money, and Rav Safra doesn't answer, so he raises the price. And he doesn't answer, and he raises the price, and then when he finishes, he says, I already wanted to give it to you at the first price. That's Doiver Emes Bilavavoy. Kosev al Zeh Amar Sha, Kosev al Mordechi Perakam Adi Kiddushin, Behainu Lemal Yusa, Da'af Lahed Yertoi Makayim Machshavtoi Kiddin Hektish, Da'kona B'machshavu. כי לחסיב כל נדיב לב, ומבור שהקדיש דיבורו כאילו הם לשמיים, ועשה אכול קודש, כעניין זה אכלו חסיד ומחולם על תהרס הקודש, והיא המסכוין השלמה שכל דיבורוי, ומאכלו יהיה הקודש. מהרשו רייץ, בנאמן המורדכי, פרקם of קידושין, This is a maila. But even for a hedyot, even for regular things, for secular matters, you would be mekayim is machshava like hekdesh. Hekdesh is kind of a machshava called the div lev. Comes from the inner person's makdish be machshava, he gives it. The div lev. So his dibur, it's like l'shamayim, and he makes chol kodesh. So his machshava counts. He says, "I'm going to do it," and it's thought, and he does it. That's the meat of chsidus, doiver emes bovavo. And the chsidim used to eat their chulin al taras hakodesh. And so that's shlemus, that your dibur should be kodesh. As if it's hekdesh, kilu l'shamayim. Do you do everything you're going to say, and you're only honest, and it's pure? It's all l'shamayim, and your eating is kodesh. But you eat your chulin al taras hakodesh. As mevuar mizeh, wasn't just on hagav l'fnim mishura sadin. For Rav Safra, his thoughts were hektish. And mepchinas machsheves hakodesh, gam lemachshava yesh mamashiyut, kamo lemaase beolam achol. In the world of chol, what you do, your maase, is concrete. In the world of kodesh, you go on a higher level, and your machshava is concrete, and what you think is what you're going to do. So bevadai, there's no halacha like that. But when you live your life al taras hakodesh, when you live your life b'taras halev zakus hanefesh, like we saw before, so your machshava has the same mamashiyut that dibur and maisa have by other people. Ve'ot siyur bolet biyoter leze, another very, very striking illustration of this, is what it says in Chulin. מה שכתוב ביחזקאל, ולא בא בפי בשר פיגול, שלא אכלתי מבהמה שהורה בו חוכם. But I didn't eat בשר פיגול, of course he didn't eat בשר פיגול. And the Gemara says פשט is that he didn't eat from a behema where a chocham paskined. Chocham had a paskin to be matured as a behema. And the Maharsha writes, It's an amazing idea. You can take your world of machshava and then your daily life and make turn into hektish. So it's like pigul, which is why is pigul aser? Because a person has a machshava that he's going to eat it. Chutz l'zmano, chutz l'makomo. Medamala l'pigul shu davar nesa v'machshava v'korban chutz l'zmano, chutz l'makomo. כך בהם השוער בחוכם. קודם הוירו היסר לפי מחשבס השוער, שם הוא דבר עושו. So too, if you need a chocham to paskin, before we paskin, you were thinking, maybe it's aser. And that already asers the food. Yechezkel said, I didn't eat that. והוא ציור בולט מאוד. ויסוד הנעל, שחמידס חסידוס, ותפיס הגבויה, עד שנעס עץ על החוסד, כמציאוס הדובר ממש, it's ממש, Chassidus is such a high tfisa, such a high perception. That it's mamish like a metzias, that you had a thought. Maybe it's aser, it becomes aser. When the Beis HaMikdash was standing, because of the Ashuras HaShchina and the Mikdash, The Jewish people were on a much higher level. Their das was much more elevated. V'gdoyle deya shenitna bein shtei oisiris. Deya is in between God's name. That's when you have an elevated level of deya. And so is the mikdash in between two oisiris. Because at the time of the mikdash, they had an elevated deya. And if you have elevated deya, it's like you're in the time of the mikdash. Because you're elevating yourself to a mikdashtika level. Where in the mikdash, that your thought is mamashut. When you're in the world of the spirit, so even what's in your spirit, even what's in your mind, even what's in your feelings, that's real. Because in the world of the spirit, that the mamashiyut is the spirit. What's concrete is the world of the spirit. And you take that seriously. So even a machshava that you're going to sell the guy the item, that's saying they're selling it to him. A machshava this food might not be kosher, makes it not kosher. Chassidus is not just a chumrah, it's taras halev, zakus hanefesh. It's a higher level of deya. When the Sefer Ma'amori Pachad Yitzchok came out in Pesach, Goyin Reb Moshe, Zecher Tzadik Levrocha, הביע את פעלות מרובה מאחד מהמאמרים שם. He chapped a tremendous espilus, he was blown away by one mimer in particular. כנראה שהדברים המבוארים שם נגעו וחזקו עצם מהלכייו. Apparently he was now get his essence. הדברים שם סובבים, הולכים, המאמר חזל, כל פרקמטיה של משה לא הייתה אלא באז. משה רבן is all, it's all geschäft, this whole business was around, revolving around the word oz. When he was saved, ויהו ומני oz amra, when he was saved at the end of Parsha Shmos, from the Malach. When he was mekanter, it was oz, may oz basi el par, what's going on? Things are just getting bad for the Jews, another oz. Shirasa was be'oz, oz yashir Moshe ufnei Yisrael. When he was mafrish the arm for your miklat, oz yavdil Moshe shalosh olim. So the pragmatia, the geshaft of Moshe, revolves around the word oz. V'kach ha'dvarim mitbarim sham, anachnu yesh shiur shelanu b'siyat ha'dishmai muklat, Baruch Hashem evenu et ha'dvarim. V'ni nesuchom etzbar bosor, chazal darshan, Vayim mitzafra, maybe it should already be asur in the morning. And the Gemara says, no, ach cholak. Only part of the day it's asur. Rashi, ach and v'rak and mi'utim. Ach and rak are mi'utim. When it says ach, but rak only, these are mi'utim. Alma miktsas hayoi muter umiktsas asu. Part of the day is muter, and part of the day is asur. Umayat yesh lanu lechalek, chetzio liisu, vechetzio leheter. So half the day is going to be muter chametz, half asur. Ve'ike de'omar ach hu chetz b'gematria. De'achas bata Gif dachatz, v'toyfes ches tachas aleph, v'tzadi v'mokoim chof. It really, the gematria comes out the chetz. Chetz is half. Isn't that the word for arrow and the word for half is the same? Chetz. How do you get the chetz? Because the various letters in Lashon HaKodesh, Halpi Kabbalah, that are interchangeable. So Aleph can interchange with Ches and Samach, Aleph, Ches and Samach. 1, 8, the first letter and the eighth letter, and then Samach. And then Beis, second letter, Tes, the ninth letter, and then the letter after Samach, Ayin. Gif, Gimel is the third letter, Yod is the tenth letter, and the letter after Ayin, Pei, Chein Hala. So it comes out that Ach is interchangeable with Ches, and Tzadi is instead of the Chof. When it says ach, it's chetz. So therefore, half the day is aser. Ach, b'yom arishon. The first day is half the day. And that's why the Isur Chometz and Yudalid starts Mishas Chatzos. Perusho, Hayesod Aleph Beis Da'achatz She'achu Chetz. We know from Chazal that there are a lot of ways to be Metzarif the Oisios. You have Atbash, that Aleph is interchangeable with the Tav, the first letter and the last letter, the second letter. Beis with the Shin, the second letter and the second to last letter. Or Albam, Aleph with the Lamed, the Beis with the Mem, the Sifchein Hala. In other words, you start in the middle of the alphabet, the beginning of the alphabet. And then the first letter connects to the middle, and then the second letter connects to the next. Different ways of tzerufim. So one of them is achas. Aleph, and then seven letters later, and then seven letters later. So it comes out that seven letters after aleph is ches, and seven letters after chof is tzadik. So it comes out the chetz. So we want to explain the mahalach of this cheshbon of achas, and then from the aleph base we learned in chatzos. V'hinei legabei kol munachei hazman hanizkarim b'sheshet yimei bereishit, efshar l'adam lezahot et hazman fi harega she'az nimtza bo. Ha'avdel bein yom v'layla nikar. Aval zeh she'shaot lefnei chatzot nikrim yom stam, v'shaot she'lach chatzot nikrim bein ha'arbayim. Ein evdel ve'etzem matzav tokef zrichat ha'shemesh klal. So we know this day and night. What's pshat that the first part of the day is called yom stam, and after chatzos is called bein arba'im. It's the same sun. As kani ha'nikuda shel chidush musag chatzot b'munach zman, haynu kviut lo al pi matzav domem shel oto rega k'shel atzma, ela al hakara shel tnu'a shel kivun, klomar af al pi shetokef zrichat hashemesh hu gadol me'od miyad achar chatzot, mikom makom hakivun shel tnu'at hashemesh v'shel hayom hu lekrat shkia, hu b'shvil zeh nikrit bein ha'arba'im. So we're dealing here with what direction we're going in. So at chatzos hayom, the sun is right in the middle, it's very strong. But still, it's now going in the direction of night. So that's why it's called Bein Arba'im, between the Erevs. It's going towards night. Why it's called Bein Arba'im, we've discussed in the past. The point is, it's going towards Erev. So it's different than Stam Yom. It's not Yom anymore. It's already Erevdik, after Chatzos, because that's the direction it's going in. Chatzos also, Chatzos level is very dark, but it's going towards day. So that's the Nekudat HaMefneh, Chatzos, it's already going in the other direction. When is Chometz Aser? Chometz is Aser from Chatzos. Why is Chometz Aser from Chatzos? למה נתחדשה צורה זו של הזמן דווקא עם שעת הגאולה? שהרי זוהי צורתה של הגאולה. That's the tzur of the geula. שקונים מעלת לחירות עולם. ואפילו נמצאים, even if you're in a matzav of golus, ובחושך, מכל מקום בכיוון האור ותחיית המתים הם צועדים. We're going in the right direction. We're going in the direction of light. We're going in the direction of Tchiyas HaMeisim. And what matters is the Kivun. That's what matters. The direction you're going in. Not the point of time you're actually in. But where your direction is. Rosh Hashiva Zatzal has a beautiful maimer where he says you have two people. One guy could be on a much higher level than the other guy. One guy is going down, one guy is going up. You see that sometimes. You see people, they're B'nai Yeshiva, B'nai Torah, and they go out into the world sometimes, unfortunately. And they have a Yerida. and there's still much more from than the other guy, but the other guy maybe didn't start out to be such a Ben Torah, but he's getting stronger and stronger. So one's going in the direction of up, one's going in the direction of down. When it comes to the Gula, you measure it based on the Kivun. It's not the Matzav now that's Kovea, that's critical, it's the Kivun. Beleil Tetvav Nitbahir, Shanu Giulim Afilu B'Sha'a, Shebuchoshech Anu Nimtzaim. So in Leil Tetzvav we saw that we're Geulim, even though we're still in Mitzrayim, but we're going towards the light. And therefore this Geula is connected with the Chiddush Tzura B'Munach HaZman, Chatzos. Chatzos teaches us a change in direction. Chatzos Yom, Chatzos Laila. And therefore Makas Bechariz is at Chatzos. And Yisro Chomet starts at Chatzos. Chatzos is critical time, because that's the Kivun. Chatzos shows you're going in the other direction. And that's what the Geula is. You're still in Mitzrayim, but now you're going in the direction of the Geula. And that's why we have this mahalach of achas bata. Every seven letters, one, and then seven letters later, eight, ches, seven letters later, samach. So it's going seven letters after. That's the beginning to the end. Mereshisoy atachlisoy. From beginning to end. And that's Misamel de Geula. That's the direction we're going in. We're going from the beginning to the end. We're getting to the Geula. And so too from Chatzos of the first day of Erev Pesach, we're going in the Kivun, the Kratz Gemara Geula, B'yom HaShvi of Pesach, the 1 to the 7. We're going to the Tachlis, skipping 7 ahead. That's why it's achas, aleph, ches, 1-8, meaning we're going past all seven. We're getting to the eighth. Getting to the geula. Seven is the mahalach of teva. And then you're going beyond that, the geula. ועכשיו נבוא להסביר את דברי חז"ל שכל פרגמטיה של מוישה לא יעשה אלו בעוז. So Moshe Rabbeinu, all of his business was with Oz, as we explained before. והקדם דברי הרמב"ן על הכוסף ושבת עד השם אלוקיך. שלפי הרמב"ן מתפרש הכתוב הזה בדרך ציווי. אמנם מוסיף הרמב"ן שהכתוב משתמש כאן בלשון בינוני, בכדי לרמוז לנו בכאן גם הבטחה. So the Ramban says, ושבת את השם לקח את זה ציווי. But it's also written בלשון בינוני. נראה, שהכתוב משתמש כאן בלשון בינוני, בכדי לרמוז לנו בכאן גם הבטחה. כלומר שבאמת עתיד להיות כך. It's not only a tzivui that we have to return to Hashem. It's going to be. We're going to do tshuva. What does it mean, a beinoni? An osid beinoni? So you can speak b'lash and osid two ways. You can say tichtov, sheperosho be'atid pashut, vikosavto, שגם הוא עתיד על פי השימוש עם וו המהפך. In other words, תכתוב, you should write, that's future. And then וכוספת with the וו. Use the וו המהפך, כוספת as past. וכוספת turns it into the future. משנה את המובן מעבר לעתיד. ולזו הצורה קראו עתיד בינוני. That's what Asid Beinoni means. And you have this Vava Mahapich. Asid Beinoni. And that's what the Ramban is explaining. That there's a chilek between these two types of asids. The Muvan HaRishon, when it says Tichtov, so it's either it's going to be telling you what's going to be in the future, or it's commanding you about the future. One or the other. Oze oze. But not shteim bevas achas. Aval b'muvan ha-sheni, ha-mevneh hu benoni. Ota mila yichola l'shamesh gam tzivui v'gam remez le'atid. The very same word can be a command, and it can also be a remez to what's going to be in the future. V'shafta is both. That's what the Asid Beinoni is. V'shafta ze kolel gam haftacha v'gam tzivui. V'gam tzivui. It's telling you what's going to be in the future and a commandment. If the pasuk would have said tashuv, then you would have had to explain it. Either it's telling you what's going to be or a commandment. But now that it's b'loshen beinoni v'shafta, meaning taking the past and turning it into the future with a vav, kavanat ha-katuv hi lichlol et shtei ha-muvanim gam yachad. It means both. V'diktuk loshen ha-kodesh hu gufei Torah. V'lachen aleinu la'asbir lama dafka tzura shel tzivui ha-meshtamesh b'vav ha-me'apech. How can it be? Why is it? And how can it be? But why is it that if you use this vav ha-me'apech, it turns it into tzivui and also a remez to the future? Whereas if it's tichtov, it's going to be one or the other. You have to understand that using one expression for commandment and for the future is a stira. Because if you're commanded, then you have bechira. If you don't have bechira, there's no need to command you. Only if you have bechira, biyado lekayim, afshar ledaber b'lashon tzivui. V'ilu atid banui hu ala yidiyah. If I tell you the future, it's because I know it's going to happen. I tell you in advance, it's going to happen. Umrim barosh, ze yikre. And bechira and yidiya are a stira she'en lefotra. How do you resolve this stira? Kadosh and Rambam, who deals with this problem, this thorny philosophical conundrum, quagmire. Ki lo machshavotai machshavoteichem l'chot shuvah perek ha'alachah. So how can it be that the same word is a tzivui and asid, telling you what's going to be in the future? It's a stira. Between bechira and yidiya. V'ameminim anu shebe'etzem b'idiyat HaKadosh Baruch Hu ein stira ben misugim elu. Ein Ramban al pasuk ki toliv banim u'bnei banim. V'aparasha hazo af al pi shehi azara lo ne'emra b'lashon im. It doesn't say if you serve idols. V'atam ki hu kemitnabe al inyanam. Yidaber b'lashon, yishamesh b'shnei panim. B'lashon azara b'lashon atid lavo. Yomar she'asu v'yalem kacha v'lo yigzor aleyem. So, the Ramban himself puts in the question of the steer between Yidi and Bechira. In this lashon of ki soilid banu b'nei banim, one hand we have free choice, and the other hand we're going to be serving avodah zara. It's telling us what's going to happen. What about the steer of between Yidi and Bechira? So you see that in Lashon HaKodesh, you can have both in one. We somehow bring them together. We know they're both true. We know that we can have a world of Yiddi and Bechira. And it seems like a contradiction, but it's not. And therefore in Lashon HaKodesh, Shias Paklaria Shel Kedusha Mishtakefet Bo Harat Musage Emuna. So this reflects concepts in Emuna. So we can unite concepts of Yidi and Bechira into one unit. And that's the union of Tzivui Beinoni, Asid Beinoni, Hiskalus Astiris. So what this Asid Beinoni does, it unites contradictions. And it tells us it's going to be, and that also you have free choice. והתקהלות זו באה דווקא בצורה דקדוקית של וו המהפך. ושבת, ולא במשקל תשוב. And this is scalulus of Yedin Bechirin 1 comes with the וו המהפך. You don't say תשוב ושבת. Why is that? Because באמס, כל עצמו ושימושו של אות וו אינו אלא חיבור. What's a וו? וו is connection. ראובן ושמעון. So if here the Vav is a Tzura Shel Me'apech, because it takes the past and turns it into the future, right? That's what the Vav does. Shavta, Vishavta. Shavta's past, Vishavta's future. What this means is, Shebe'omek ha'dvarim, u'be'etzem gam ha'vav hazeh, tchunat chibur yesh ba. This Vav has a chibur. How is that? Because when we're talking about the past, there's no steer between Yedi and Bechira. We know what the person did. But in the past, he had free choice. There's no steer. Steer is in the future. That if God knows, then it's going to happen. So how do we have free choice? We don't have choice. God knows it's going to happen, whether we want it to happen or not. And that's the meaning that the Vav HaMahapech Dafka Me'achet Sivui Ve'atid. היינו שוו זה בא להעביר אי הסתירה בין בחירה וידיעה, כשמדובר בעבר גם ליחס בחירה וידיעה בעתיד. So this vav is a vav החיבור. And it says there's no steer between ידיע and בחירה. Just like there's no steer about ידיע and בחירה in the past, there's no steer between ידיע and בחירה in the future. It could be both. ידיע and בחירה. God knows it's going to happen. We have free choice. And that vav, Vishavta, that takes the past, it's a past word, and then it brings it into the future. Just like in the past, there's no steer between Yedi and Bechira, so too in the future. And that's what the Vav does. The Vav is Me'ached. It's Mechaber between the Yedi and the Bechira. And between the past and the future. Just like there's no steer between the past and the future, between the past, between Yedi and Bechira, so too in the future. ודווקא בכוח השאלה מן העבר אפשר לצרף ציווי ועתיד בטבע אחת. So, it's ממש גבלדיק. We use tevas ovar, shavta. There's no steer between Yedi and Bechira, and then we take the vav. That's ma'achid between the Yedi and Bechira. And it's not going to be a steer, and then that turns it into the future. In the future, it's also no steer between Yedi and Bechira. So Toshuv can't be a Tzivui and Asid, and it can't be a Haftocha and a Tzivui, because then it's a Stira. The Stira of Loi Machshavei Sai, Machshavei Seichem. So it won't work. So how does it work for us? Because we show them in Avar. We use a word from the past. And then we take the Vav. It's Mechaber. The Avar and the Asid, the Yediyam and the Avar and Yediyah and the Asid. And there's no more Stira. Just like in the past, there's no Stira between Yediyah and Bechira, so too for the future there's no Stira between Yediyah and Bechira. And the Vav is Mechaber between the two, the past and the future. Yediya Bechira. U'me'ata ne'atakim anu tzad echad kadima. Noch atrit weiter. And the Pasuk Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad Rashi explains, Hashem Shu Elokeinu Ata V'lo Elokei Omot U'atid Liyot Hashem Echad. Ve'av al-pi she'akatuv atzmo kulo mofi bizman ha'ove, מחלק רשי את הכתוב חלקה להווה וחלקו לעתיד. You know, in the pasuk of Shema Yisrael, Rashi explains that now he's our God, not the God of the nations, but in the future he's going to be everybody's God. So Rashi takes this pasuk, part in the past, part in the present, part in the future. The Ramban brings Rashi, accepts them, and he adds, think about it, in the whole Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu speaks to the Jewish people, he says, Lashon Alokecha. Vilukan kolel Moshe atzmo, im Yisrael betevat Elokeinu, our God. So we have to understand what's the kesher between this v'hitbonen, you should think about this, you should be mizbonen. That here Moshe Rabbeinu is including himself with us, as opposed to elsewhere where he says Elokeinu, our God, as opposed to normally where he says your God. What does that have to do with the Ramban being masking with Rashi that this pasuk is part past, part present? Ela, shaleinu ladat, perush Rashi, ala katuvu shmi Hashem lo nodati lehem. Lo nikarti lehem b'midat amitut sheli, sherei heftachtim v'lo kiyamti. I didn't appear to the others with my name, Shem Hashem, Shem Yud Kei Vavke. That's my midah of emes, because I promised and I haven't yet been mekayim. צריך להבין פירוש המילות בכאן. איך מהווה לא ניכרתי לה ממידת אמיתות שלי? שראי הבטחתי ולא קיימתי? ביאור לזה שאמר הפסוק שלא נודעתי להם בשם הוויה. How is the fact that I haven't appeared to them with my midah of emes, because I promised and I wasn't mekayim, how is that an explanation to the pasuk that says, "Lo nodati lehem b'shem havoya"? So the biur is that shem havoya, like we see in Shulchan Aruch and Simen Hey, haya hoy v'vi'i in one word. So in this world, the past is for sure; the future isn't yet. We don't know what's going to be. But Eitzel Shem Havayah, there's no difference between past, present, and future. V'avtacha le'atid is so batuach, it's as if it already happened. Hoya hoy v'viyi. By the Ovis, Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't reveal himself to them with the Shem Havayah. And that's the extra mile of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe mitparesh b'katuv. Shu zocheh la'anaga b'midah zo. Omar anaga she'evdel b'rirut avar. By Moshe Rabbeinu, the anhoga of how clear the past is no difference than how clear the future is. As much as you know what happened in the past happened, so too you know what you're told is going to happen in the future is going to happen. And that's what the Ramban means. That Moshe Rabbeinu included himself in us, b'munach Elokeinu, when he says Elokeinu. Because dafka in this Shema Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu included himself in us. Rak mitzad Moshe, when Moshe is the speaker, there can be a bittul of the difference between different times in the pasuk, and you can connect asid in the same pasuk as hovek, because it's the same thing. Hashem shu Elokeinu achshav is going to be in the future Hashem echad to everybody, and the pasuk doesn't tell us that we're going from present to future. And this is only possible because Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking. No other Navi can speak in such a tzura. A Navi says, "Bayoyim ahu yeh Hashem achar u'shmo achar." He has to say, "Oh, on that day, God's name is going to be one." But Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't have to be mesamein that we're going to the future. And that's the Rambam. Ramban says, to be mizboinen, that here it says Elokeinu, that Moshe Rabbeinu includes himself in us. And that's a hemshech to his askama with Tivrei Rashi, that this pasuk is talking about Avar and Hoiva. In other words, only because it says Elokeinu, that Moshe Rabbeinu is talking. He's including himself with us. So Moshe Rabbeinu isn't talking to us, because we're not shaykh to this matriga. But Moshe Rabbeinu is. So since Moshe Rabbeinu is included, then the pasuk can be talking about past and future, without any hecker, because the past is just as sure as the future. חוזרים אנו בזה להתחלת הדברים. כל פרגמטיה של משה אינו אלא בעז. All of Moshe's geschäft, his business, revolved around Uz. When he complained, it was with Uz. When he sang, it was with Uz. Uz. In the Ibn Ezra, other Mepharshim. קבעו לנו הכלל שאז מהפך מעתיד לעבר. לא היה נאמר ישיר גרידה, אין ספק שהייתה בכוונה רק על העתיד. Oz means then. What is then? Then is future. Then is also past. So if we would have said Yashir, Moshe Uvnei Yisrael, we would only be talking about the future. But since it says Az Yashir, so now it's going back to the past also. So Oz in words is like Vav. What does the Vav do? The Vav makes the past into the future. What does Oz do? It takes the future and it makes it into the past. Same thing as the Vav, just in the opposite direction. The Gro explains Biur HaGual Tikkun Ezor Tikkun Ayin. Ki Milat Az Halo Bnuya Meotiyot Aleph Zayin. Oz is made up of an Aleph and a Zion, and the world was created with Shivas Yimei Bereishis. But B'yayim HaShvi was Mispar L'mafreya Shesef Ma'isav Machshav Etchila. That was the purpose, Shabbos. The Zion mitbarer Shehu Atzmo Dahainu Sof HaMa'isa Haya Kvar Bahatchala Be'Aleph Bereishit HaMachshava. כל הפעולה מקושרת בשורש. ואנו שמילת אז מציינת כיוון של חזרה מעתיד לעבר. שסויף זין מתברר שאינו אלא א' התחלה. That's why Oz is, takes the past, takes the future to the past. Because you realize Zion at the end, at seven, then you hop, it goes back to one, and you realize the whole one was for the seven. So Oz brings you back to the past, because you realize it's seven, back, what had happened in one. So if Maisa b'machshava t'chila, the whole purpose of the one was for the seven. So when you get to seven, you realize, and you go back. That's why Oz takes you back. That's the gra. And that's what Chazal mean, called Pachmatya shel Moshe lo hayse ala be'oz. In other words, the Maile of Moshe was explained in the Pasuk by showing that his Adifus is that the Haftocha and the Kiyum Olim Bad V'Bad Hayu Mishum She'etzlo Mitkemet HaGeula V'Hu HaGoel Etzlo Mevorar She'amachar Hu HaEtmol Haftachat HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Atid מתקבלת כעובדת העבר או ההווה. זאת אומרת, that's the odds. The Zion, the future, is like it already happened, it's like the past. The Aleph goes right back to the Aleph. And by Moshe Rabbeinu can say that Oz. He was an Oz man. Because by him they had such clarity that what was going to be in the future is like it already happened. Moshe Rabbeinu's great level, that's as close as to Hashem, was Hayahu V'yeh. There's no difference between past, present, and future. And we say Moshe Rabbeinu is a pragmatia, he's a soicher with Oz. In Yenei Moshe, Im Kulam HaMishkal HaShvat HaAtid Im HaAvah HaChzarat HaZayin L'Aleph. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu does. Takes the future back to the past. There's no difference. The future is no less clear than the past is. Etzel Moshe mitbarer shedain morgen is my nechten. Your yesterday is my tomorrow. And your tomorrow is my yesterday. Because Moshe Rabbeinu had such clarity about the future, it was like it already happened. Aleph and Zion. Zion brings you back to the Aleph. ועל זה מבואר בדברי חז"ל שמינה לן שזוהו עיקר מעלתו שבהרי בז ניצל. אז אמרה חתן דמים ומולות. With us he was saved. And if that's how he was saved, his whole life is totally in this. And his kintur is also ba'az. That was basi al paro, it's just been sarith. שלא ברור לו בעניין זה איך מתקשר הסוף מעשה עם מחשבה תחילה. לא הכיר תוכנית גאולה בהתפתחות המינים, מאז באתי אל פרעה לדבר בשמך, הראה להם את זה. So that's the kintur. The kintur is, I don't see how the future is connecting to the past. So his life is saved because that's his essence. His complaint is that way because this he wasn't getting, this he didn't see. A Navi sees a lot, but not everything. Even Moshe Rabbeinu didn't see everything. Shirato Az, about the Gula Nachris Hayomim. Then it's going to be Mizbar Lehedya Tochnit Sof Maaseh B'Machshava Tchila. Then we're going to see in the future everything was all planned out. V'af Minyan Az Yavdil Moshe Yetzel Lano Oto Inyan. Az Yavdil is the Ori Miklat. Shebevra Yardin. And these Arim aren't to collate the Reutzchim until they're mafresh through three Ori Miklat in Eretz Yisrael. So it didn't help. Or Moshe Rabbeinu was always taking it anyway. And Dein Morgan is my Nechten. As far as Moshe Rabbeinu was concerned, the future is already here now, so he was already mafresh the Shalosh Arim. He can separate them now, even though it's not going to happen until the future that they absorb the murderers, because as far as Moshe Rabbeinu is concerned, past and future are the same. וחוזרים אנו בזה להתחלת הדברים, בעניין סירוף האותיות של א' ח' ס'. סידור זה הוא א' בתוספת ז', right? 1, 8, 15. Going forward 7, every 7th letter. ראינו שבאותיות מהווה סידור א' ח' ס', מה שמסמן בתיבות במילה אז. הוא המהלך של הפיכת עבר לעתיד, של ביטול החלוקה, בין עתיד ועבר. That's what this מהלך of א' ח' ס' is. It's mevatel, it nullifies the distinction between future and past. It's one and the same. Therefore, it skips every seven letters because that's what the seven teaches us, the us. That the seven goes back to the one, it's the same. And therefore, the ach gets us to chatzos, chetz, the aleph to the ches, the chof to the tzadi. Because the, when you talk about chatzos, chatzos tells us that you're going in a certain direction. And that's us. Oz is hakarat ha'achvana, shekol sof ma'aseh is only b'machshav etchila. Shekol ma'aseh mushrash b'shoresh. So you see the bigger picture, and you connect the dots, like they say today. V'tochnit zo yotzeit l'poal b'yitziat b'nei Yisrael m'mitzrayim. And this whole sof ma'aseh machshav etchila is happened when the Jews left Egypt. And even though we're still there, it doesn't matter. We're in the direction of leaving. 14th is a shlav be'erev ha'itziyah. And therefore this cheshbon of achas, of chatzos, was mischadesh in an erev Pesach. And we have no halach of iser and het there, before chatzos and after chatzos besides this. Before chatzos, chametz is mutter, and after chatzos is aser. Because that's what's koveh now, the chetz, the ach, which is chetz, which is chatzot, which is the kivun, because now we're in the kivun of geula. So if ma'ase b'machshava tchila. Ad kan ma shemevuar b'divrei Maran Rosh HaYeshiva b'mamrei Parat Yitzchak. V'yisod zeh mitber gam b'parashat tzitzit. Barashi katav v'shmona chutim sheba k'neged shmona yamim ששרו ישראל משיצאו ממצרים עד שאמרו שירה על הים. Rashi says that these eight strings of tzitzis are connected to 8 days that the Jews, from the time of they left Mitzrayim until Shir Aleihem. Problem is, they left on the seventh day. Like Rashi himself says, they sang the Shir on the seventh day, not on the eighth day. That's why we say Shir on the seventh day. And here Rashi says the eighth day. Od mefulsam, ma Rashi mitkaven po. Eight chutim, the 8 days. After Mitzvah Mitzrayim, we said Shir at 7 days. And we're already counting from Yudalid. Because then we left for Shus Mitzrayim because we shechted the Pesach. And the Raya is that Chometz is already Aser from Chatzos of Yudalid. And therefore it's 8 days, not seven. והם הם הדברים שנדברו לב. למנות יציאת מצרים מחצות י"ד ומניין השבעה, ימים של יציאת גמר הגאולה ביחד עם השורש, שהוא בי"ד בחצות. האלף עם הזין. We have the first to the seventh day together with the shoresh, which is on י"ד. And that's the achas, the one to the eight. You have the seven, the aleph to the zion. By the Zion, so it's 7 letters later. And the Aleph is the Shoresh. And therefore already on Yudalid, which we're ready Aser B'chometz, we're ready Shech the Korban Pesach. Because that's the root of it all, so altogether it's eight. That's why it's 1 to 8. Really, when it started to fall, was the actual Yitzhiyah, which was on Tesvav. And therefore, it's only seven. So it's true, on the seventh day from when we left. But at the root, it's really eight. And that's why Rashi says 8 days. So when you count the Geula until the Gemara Geula, until Az Yashi, you also count from the Shoresh. Therefore, you already start from Yudalit. So generally we say, oh, it's Aleph to Zion, and Zion brings it back to the Aleph, and here we go back to the Shoresh. Of even before, of Yudal, when you already ask your Chometz, because there that's the Chetz, that's the Chatzos, that's when we know we're going in the right direction. We still have a lot more to say on this topic. And the Mirtz Hashem, we will hopefully continue in the next shir. And it's a schus to be able to dedicate this on the Yortzeit to the memory of Moreinu Rabbeinu Zatzal. I've been zoche to learn from him for over 30 years. Siyata d'shmaya. Not that I had a close personal relationship, but I... listened to many, 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 many of his shiurim, and learned much of what's been written in his name. And I hope I'm zocha to continue to do so, because there's going to just be a mabul of svarim. It already started, but it's going to come, going to have dozens and dozens and dozens of volumes. It's approximately 15,000 shiurim that are recorded. 15,000. Deep. B'chol chelkei HaTorah. So we're looking forward. They already have few hundred pages just on Maseches Kelim, very deep shiurim, and Tyrus he gave to Nishmas, his daughter. And they have his sichas, Sefer on his sichas for Hashanah Rabba and for Sarah B'teves, and his sichas in the Moadim. And Chedushim on Chulin. And as time comes, as time progresses, more and more and more Sfarim are going to be published in Mitzvah Hashem. and we'll be able to keep learning and growing from him. But very, very special. And Emirat Hashem, B'li Neder, in the next shir, B'li Neder, Hamshech of this shir, we will continue talking about these B'li Neder, these Inyanim Amukim Me'od. So thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetie.